Title: Embracing Your Obstacles. Introduction: Life is full of obstacles. For most people, this is one of the more challenging aspects of life. We set goals with enthusiasm and energetically take action to achieve them. Everything looks great for a while. Then it happens. The setback. We've been stalled out and suddenly have no idea what to do next. Things come grinding to a halt and the world feels like it's coming to an end. But to a particular personality type, this is the fun part. The obstacle becomes not so much a stopping point as a challenge, an opportunity to discover something new about yourself or about the world you live in. Obstacles are what creates growth and make life more enjoyable. It's a radical thought, isn't it? In this audiobook, you're going to find a survival guide to get through those rough places. We'll start with a look at life and the kinds of obstacles we all face. We're also going to discover the sometimes surprising benefits of obstacles. From there, you'll find out how to take on the obstacles in your life and turn them into opportunities. Are you ready to look at life in a new way? If so, listen on. You're going to be amazed at just how exciting this whole process is. Life and obstacles. The dictionary defines the word obstacle as a thing that blocks one's way or prevents or hinders progress. When you hear the word, you might imagine an obstacle course. As a child, you probably played on several such courses. You might have even created your own with branches and rocks, setting up various challenges in your backyard or on the playground. Your obstacle course might have involved a series of activities such as running, jumping, hopping, or crawling. If you were ever in the military, you've trained on the more grown-up versions of these courses, pushing your body to the absolute physical limits to get through to the other side. When a child is confronted with an obstacle course, they never pause to consider the possibility of stopping. They charge full speed ahead, and when they come to something blocking their progress to the finish line, they look at it as a challenge. The obstacle is a puzzle, something to get through, or up, or over until they are on the other side. What's more, every obstacle becomes an opportunity to show off their physical prowess and thinking skills to their peers. It's a way of saying, "Watch me do this." What is it about growing up that teaches us obstacles can stop our dreams in their tracks? As children, when the course becomes difficult, we very rarely walk off after giving up. We might skip an obstacle or go around, but more often than not, the child comes back later and tries that particular challenge repeatedly until they get past it. They might watch their friends go at it to see how they got through. They might ask for help to get around it, doing naturally what we have to relearn as adults. In the adult world, though, obstacles aren't always so clear-cut. They take on many forms and seem to be absolutely everywhere. At some point, we get burned out from trying, overwhelmed with the sheer work involved in getting through, and eager to take the excuse to just walk away. Obstacles look like too much work, and regardless of the payoff, we're just no longer interested in pushing through.